Join us WrestleMania weekend for the Internet Darlings live event featuring your favorite wrestling YouTubers. The link is in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Rendell, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, including confirmed Podbean. Apparently, Podbean got our lists up late.
Oh, yeah.
Not till yesterday. And so, but we are on Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and
of SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/ Stephen Larson. Of course, iTunes, where if you guys hit that subscribe download button, even if you're watching here in Stephen Larson, it really does help us out. Gets the show more exposure and boosts our ego. If we start climbing the sports and rec rankings there on the
yes.
iTunes. Yeah.
We're also on Patreon,
patreon.com/ Stephen Larson. Support the show, get stuff.
ProWrestlingTees.com/GoingInRaw. You can buy Going In Raw
merch,
t-shirts, good fun stuff. Wrestling, W Steve W, Friend of Unified Championship Wrestling. We had this last week, culminating last night.
Yes.
New Japan Cup, quarterfinals, semifinals, and of course, the final match.
Yeah.
Let's talk about them.
Just telling this off camera, like everybody this weekend was talking about Paige's sex leak. And the Southpaw Regional Wrestling. Nobody's asking us about this, but we're gonna give it to you anyways.
Yeah, we promised a full recap of the New Japan Cup matches.
Yeah,
so we're gonna deliver on that promise.
In a nutshell, what did you think of the New Japan Cup? This is our first New Japan.
Yeah,
Cup
I think
it's an interesting spotlight for certain wrestlers that maybe you didn't know much about before, because according to reading the internet. A lot of us upsets happen, and we saw upsets here. With an unlikely final, I thought was a pretty unlikely final.
Yeah.
Well, on one hand, anyways.
Yeah.
And so it was good. You get to see these characters be fleshed out a little bit more and what they can do in the ring.
I mean, especially to take someone like Sonata, who, you know, granted we haven't been watching New Japan's content for very long,
right?
But what we have seen of his work has been strictly in tag matches,
pretty much. Yeah.
So this has been our first exposure to him as a singles competitor, and he really stood out to me during the course of this tournament. Same with Ishii. I mean, we hadn't seen really any of his work prior to his tag title reign with Yano. So seeing his work as a singles competitor was great too. He's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. And you also obviously we enjoy the wrestling aspect of it, the in-ring aspect of it, but we're also we're students of how characters are treated, how they're booked. And so you get a better idea of how New Japan's front office, how the bookers are approaching these characters moving forward. And I like that they, from what we've read, they book out a year
so
in advance.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to see where they're taking these various characters.
Yeah, and then, after, seeing this tournament come to an end, booking decisions that happen at Wrestle Kingdom makes sense.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It makes sense why Shibata would drop the open weight title, never open weight title, to go to following this tournament.
Right.
It makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, absolutely. So it helps us learn.
Yes.
Anyway, so we had, like you said, we had the quarterfinals, the semis, and the finals.
So the four quarterfinal matches all took place during house shows.
Yeah.
That happened last week.
Yeah. High school gymnasium shows with single camera coverage.
A couple of them looked like they were gymnasiums. Yes.
Yuji Nagata versus Evil, kicked it off. And this was it. I love Evil.
He's great.
But he really needs to limit that entrance attire
to the larger shows,
to the larger venues, which can really take advantage of like the lighting situation.
Yeah.
Because when some dude rolls in with like plastic Halloween costume and like his plastic sickle and he rolls up into a high school gymnasium, it's just a bit on the silly side.
Yeah.
That being said, this is a really, really, it was a really fun match.
It was
pretty brutal.
It was really fast paced.
Like it started off with like a, Like within the first couple of minutes, Eugene Nagata was inside the ring, and Evil got up to the ring apron. Nagata kicked the shit out of him. He went flying into the guardrails, and you can hear, like, when you hear those guardrails, like, you know, clang.
Yeah,
it makes you hurt.
Yeah, yeah. There were several guardrail spots to start this match, and then Evil did his chair spot. Mm-hmm. Where he put the chair around his opponent's neck.
Yeah,
and rammed them into the ring post.
Yeah, that looked it hurt.
You mentioned here a couple of botches. I'm not sure if they're botches. That's just how they do suplexes in New Japan.
Well, okay. No, I mean, you know,
because in several other matches, it looked like people were landing on their head too.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So, Yuji Nagata got a couple T-bone suplexes off, one of which it looked like he fucking spiked Evil. Like a couple other ones, like you roll out of a T-bone suplex. One of them looked like he straight up, and yeah, I don't know if it was a botch. There, I wrote here on the notes a couple botches because there was one sequence where like they sort of did the awkward thing with the hands, but it was fun. It was whatever it was. It was a cool match. It was just because the surroundings were so unspectacular. It kind of tickled me a little bit.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, it kind of looks a little silly.
I like that the wall that was behind the ring wasn't a full wall, so you can see the buses. In the background that the wrestlers came to the venue in.
Oh, that's good. I know. I like Evil riding a bus.
Yeah, but it's like I said, good match.
This bus is evil.
Everything is evil. This ring, these lights, these buses.
The bus driver is evil.
My scythe.
I didn't have a seatbelt.
Good match. A lot of good back and forth. Quick pace. Mm-hmm. Evil eventually got the win with his finisher. I don't know what it's called right now.
Yeah.
But good match.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Next, we have...
Oh, this is my favorite.
Yano.
I love Yano.
Versus Bad Luck Fale.
Back. I love Yano. He's great.
So Yano likes to start off matches with running to a turnbuckle and trying to remove the turnbuckle pad.
Exactly.
He does that quickly, and he tricks Fale into running into the turnbuckle and goes for two really quick roll-up attempts.
That was his strategy, was just try to get roll-ups.
Yeah.
That
kind of seems to be a strategy kind of in general.
Or, the nut shot, of course.
Yeah, well, usually it's nut shot followed by roll-up.
Yeah.
That's his finisher.
Yeah.
After that, the match kind of got outside pretty quickly. They're brawling in the crowd for a bit.
Yeah, Fale really loves to use guardrails.
He does.
He loves to use other things. Yeah, it was great. So one of the little mini stories during this match was Yano trying to get a body slam on Bad Luck Fale.
Yeah.
And so he got a spiritual victory in this match.
Yes.
Because he was able to hit a body slam.
Took three tries.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. After some more guardrail bits. Oh, this was great. I love this. Yano taped Bad Luck Fale's arm to a guardrail.
Yeah.
To try to get him counted out. And just in the nick of time, he was able to bring the guardrail in with him, essentially. Like, he moved the guardrail with his hand.
I know.
And got in.
Broke the count, and then the ref helped Fale get himself off the guardrail.
That was creative, you know.
It was,
a little 15-minute
Several
match.
Of these matches had, like, one of the stories going through it were people trying to win by count out.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, the ref took a bump. Yano hit a low blow.
Did a kick.
Mm-hmm.
Hit Fale in the privates,
man
bits.
Yeah.
But Fale kicked out,
mm-hmm.
and then Fale hit his finisher, picked up the win.
Yeah. Bad Luck Fale is cool and everything. He reminds me of like an anime like level boss, you know? Like he has like a certain look to him that makes me think of like cartoonish bad guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he kind of lumbers about the ring.
Yeah.
He's got a decent spear. His spear is okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Then we had Shibata versus Juice Robinson. Any match with Shibata, you're going to come out just hurting.
Like, I kind of felt like, for the most part, Shibata had this match under control. Like, there was a couple instances where Juice mounted some offense.
Mm-hmm.
But Shibata pretty much always pretty quickly, except for the end a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was booked pretty strong throughout this whole thing. Yeah.
Started out pretty technical, trading holds.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shibata started really focusing his attack on the left arm of Juice Robinson.
Right.
There was a couple of spots where like Juice was countering pin attempts, and then Shibata would counter back with a different hold on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, for the whole middle portion of the match, every time Juice tried to mount some offense, Shibata would always have a response.
I'm really starting to come around to Juice Robinson. I'll be honest with you. He's a pretty decent wrestler.
Yeah, he's not bad.
I just don't like his voice. I don't like his hair. I don't like his little trunks. But otherwise, he's a good wrestler.
So it's more of a packaging issue as
kind
opposed
of a packaging
to
issue.
His actual talent.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe rebrand him as something else. I'm not sure I'm huge on his name either. Juice. Juice Robinson. He doesn't look like a Juice. He looks like a Marvin.
Well, Marvin Robinson.
Here's Marvin Daly versus Shibata. I don't know. There might be a Marvin Daly out there already. Marvin Daly, good kayfabe corner name.
So to finish this match, Juice goes for his finisher, Pulp Friction.
Terrible name.
Shibata counters with the octopus stretch.
Wait, hold on a second.
What?
Is Juice Robinson's gimmick porno guy?
Why?
Pulp Friction's name of a porno. It's a porno parody of Pulp Fiction.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was his move was just a parody of the movie name itself as well. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because he kind of like it kind of fits a little bit. Like he doesn't do an overt porn thing.
No.
But
well,
maybe
I'll have to look into that a little bit, I guess.
Interview him.
Yeah.
Is your gimmick porno?
So at the finish, though, Juice Robinson goes for a suplex. Shibata counters.
Mm-hmm.
Into the sleeper hold, wears down Juice enough,
mm-hmm.
so he hit the PK, pick yeah. up the win.
That's like the most messed up finish because like you get the guy into a sleeper hold. And
he's
then
basically
you,
unconscious.
And then you let go so they can barely see you about to get murdered by Shibata's leg.
Yeah.
It's great. Shibata goes over. Then we had Ishii versus Sonata.
Great match.
Yeah, this is a fantastic match. This is a lot of it. Sonata is a fucking stud.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
He is a fucking stud.
I wish he would either get an opportunity to showcase more of his skills in tag matches or have more singles
give
matches.
Him a fucking singles run of some sort.
I know.
Sonata. How old is that? How long has he been around for?
He seems like he's pretty young. He's probably in his mid-late 20s.
He's 10 years younger than us, which makes him, yeah, you're right, 29. Yeah. So, oh, man, he's been around. He's been around since 2007.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Gee willikers. So, anyways, yeah, that was a really fun match.
The match started out with this really great fast-paced sequence where mm-hmm. they were kind of doing moves and counter moves to each
so
other.
Not so athletic.
Yeah.
He was just jumping and jumping and jumping, and yeah, it was crazy.
And that sequence ended with Sonata hitting a dropkick on Ishii. Ishii mm-hmm. goes to the outside. Sonata hits a plancha
mm-hmm.
over the top rope outside.
Yeah.
They brawl out there for a little bit. And that, yeah, like you said, Sonata is athletic.
Yeah.
Massive heights on his drop kicks. He did that standing moonsault to get a pin attempt.
Yeah.
Did a couple springboard missile drop kicks during the match.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Really good stuff.
If only he would just project a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
No, I like it, man. I'm getting used to it. Because you got to get used to it. He's
well, I feel like he just needs. I understand cold, but you can still be cold and project character just a little bit
cold
more.
Cold skull.
I think if he just
stone
projected
cold
character
skull stunner
a little bit more, he could be so huge.
Stone cold skull Sonata.
There was this great spot where Sonata was trying to punch Ishii, and Ishii was headbutting his punches.
Yeah,
it was great.
Ishii's headbutts are great. Let's see here. Sonata at one point got Ishii in the skull's end. Ishii didn't tap out. Sonata goes for the pin, gets a two count.
Sort of like what Shibata does mm-hmm. with the sleeper. Wears yeah. his opponent down with the sleeper, then
yeah.
goes in either. Well, in Shibata's case, PK.
Mm-hmm.
In Sonata's case, he went for the pin.
Yeah.
Ishii kicked out. Sonata misses a top rope moonsault, sells knee injury
yeah.
for a little bit. Sonata gets the skull's end again. Ishii reverses, hits a clothesline, only gets a two count. But then Ishii hits the brain buster for the win. Really, really, really good match. Definitely
yeah,
worth checking out.
A lot of fun, yeah.
So that was the last match of the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
Took us to the semifinal matches, which happened Sunday morning, I guess.
Sunday morning. Yeah.
First match was Evil versus Bad Luck Fale.
Uh-huh.
Again, another match that started on the outside. Brawling. Mm-hmm. Evil went for his chair spot. Fale reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Match goes into the crowd. Fale slams Evil into the wall of the venue.
Yeah, yeah.
And then throws a guardrail. Again, Fale loves his guardrails.
Fale loves his guardrails, man. I'm telling
onto
you.
Onto Evil. Fale goes back to the ring for try to get the count out and uses a piece of guardrail to block the door from the
right.
crowd
That's
to the
right.
ring area.
That was good, yeah. Thankfully, though, for Evil, he was able to skill it.
He just jumped over the guardrail. Yeah. Beat the 20 count just barely.
Just barely.
And then back outside, Evil produces a couple of chairs from in the ring, puts, you know, the chair around Fale's neck, mm-hmm. and then hits that chair with the other chair he brought out.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Yeah. Devastating.
Devastating. And then Evil got Fale back in the ring, hit a top rope clothesline, only got a two count.
Yeah.
Later on, as Fale was going for his finisher, Evil reversed. Bushi shows up
mm-hmm.
and sprays mist into Fale's eyes while Evil kind of does a slight ref bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He kind of just goes and hugs the ref. Yeah, where was Bullet Club? Like, your thing. Like,
oh, Tama Tonga showed up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because
right,
Evil
right.
Hits three clotheslines on Fale, goes for the cover,
mm-hmm.
and right as the ref's hand put to go down for three, Tama Tonga pulls
that's
out
right. That's
ref.
Right. And Evil was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, and then Bushi and Tama Tonga mm-hmm. brawled into the crowd
mm-hmm.
as the ref came to.
Yeah. Fale hit a clothesline, and then he got his finisher and a razor's edge. He's got like a really lazy razor's edge because like the razor's edge. Did Scott Hall fall to his knees when he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Fale just sort of gets him up there, which is the tough part.
Yeah,
admittedly, getting him up there and doing this is the tough part. But then he just sort of goes like this.
Yeah, he just kind of lets go. I mean, he's a tall guy.
Yeah, you're coming down
so
from
it's
a high
not
spot.
Like it feels good.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have the torque that say. Scott Hall had his razor's edge.
Throwing him down.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, oh,
and there was
a
decent
doing.
Sequence before the finish where they were kind of trying to do moves and they were countering each other mm-hmm. for a little bit. And it was a decent back and forth.
Yeah, I kind of feel like one Bad Luck Fale match is kind of like all the other Bad Luck Fale matches.
Well, his match in the finals was fun.
Yeah.
It was the best of his three matches in the tournament, I thought.
I thought the Yano match was better.
I just love Yano.
Yeah, I know. I love Yano. We also had Shibata versus Ishii then. That
this
was
one,
fucking great, man. That was
hurt,
so much fun.
Hurt to watch.
It hurt to watch this match. God damn it. That sequence where they were just sitting there, just chopping at each other. And I feel like Shibata, well, I don't know. I'm not going to say that. I feel like in my head, there were more times when Shibata like really connected as opposed to Ishii really connecting.
Yeah, I mean, that spot was cool, but I thought the spots they had individually where they had the other person in the corner were just dropping forearms to their neck.
Oh, yeah,
repeatedly.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt to watch. And I like kind of the story of this match is usually Shibata kind of has, I don't want to say a physical advantage because he's not that large of a guy,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of like wrestling stiff, he mm-hmm. has that advantage.
Yeah, sure.
Until he met Ishii.
Yeah.
And Ishii can bring pain just well, as well as Shibata had. And there was kind of the story where Ishii would lay into Shibata. Shibata would no-sell. Ishii would hit him again. Shibata would no-sell. And Ishii would just finally deck him with something. Yeah. Shibata would hit the mat.
Well, also, conversely, it's not... Ishii can dole out the pain, but also, like, when Shibata hits him, it's like hitting a brick wall.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, man, what do I have to do to make a mark on this guy?
Yeah.
And so there was that going on, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of... You know, there's several moments in this match where they were trading chops, trading elbows, like that those spots in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough to watch.
Yeah.
There is this point where Shibata gets power slammed by Ishii, completely no sells it, mm-hmm, gets right up, hits Ishii with a boot. This was hard to watch too when Ishii had Shibata in the corner, was literally forearming his throat.
Oh, I know.
It wasn't across the chest right here, it was right across the throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you mentioned the spots where they were sitting across from each other and slapping the hell out of each other.
They're just like in cross legs. It was great. It was
Shibata goes for the PK. Ishii catches it, transitions to a cross arm breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Shibata gets to the ropes, doesn't tap. Shibata gets Ishii in a sleeper, suplex him.
Mm-hmm.
Ishii completely no sells it, gets right back up.
Kind of cracks me up. Like they do the most random no selling. Like, so they'll do some shit. I noticed this big time in the first round Shibata Suzuki match where they would do something that looked devastating and one of them just get up and go, ah!
Well, yeah, it's like a couple times there'd be a German suplex and the person who took the suplex would just roll out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stand right back up.
Yeah.
But there is this great sequence here where, like, right after Ishii no-sells that suplex, Shibata hits him with the Shining Wizard,
mm-hmm.
Goes for a pit attempt. Ishii kicks out at one, gets right back up.
Yeah.
He hits a clothesline on Shibata, pins, gets one count. Shibata no-sells, gets right back up.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, Shibata goes for the sleeper. Gets Ishii down, goes for the PK,
mm-hmm.
kicks him, and then reapplies the sleeper, gets some leg scissors going there too. Ishii passes out. Ref calls for the bell. Shibata advances.
Yes, crowd really loves Shibata.
Yeah, and he delivered a promo.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it's weird for somebody who... It's kind of funny because Shibata has none of the benefits that come with his theme. I love his theme music because
it's such a weird transition from the kind of very calm.
It starts literally like it sounds like a lullaby.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you down like a lullaby you downloaded to put your kid asleep.
And then it just goes to like full on like basically pop punk rock.
Yeah, exactly.
After, you know, a couple chord changes.
And like his video package, like all these like very serene, like when it starts out, all these serene black
Once
and white.
Once the song kicks in, it's him kicking ass.
Yeah. And then his trunks are like just plain black except with a Japanese flag on it. So essentially, like, he's branded as like a young lion, but with a Japanese, like, that's the only branding he has.
Yeah.
So, like, nothing, there's no, and that's his thing. There's no frills about him.
That, well, yeah, that's his character.
But he's got, like, but he's got so much, like, the two promos that I saw him drop, like, he's got loads of charisma.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's also understated. Like, yes. He doesn't do anything outward. It's not like Sonata, who has cold detachment. It's like this guy, it's like it's just all simmering inside.
Yes.
And, like, he's doing everything he can just to keep it in.
Yes.
And he releases it via chops and kicks and shit
elbows.
Like that.
And forearms.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, that took us to our finals, which happened early this morning.
Yes.
Bad Luck Fale versus Shibata.
Yeah, who'd have thought? I would not have thought Bad Luck. Like, every step along the way, I'd have figured Bad Luck Fale. But, like, 2 years before we started, why? Like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was getting pushed.
Someone said in one of our, in the comments of one of our videos, I believe, that Fale tends to do well in tournaments.
Mm. That was cool. I don't know. I don't know why that would be.
But this was a decent match. You know, this is probably the best Bad Luck Fale match of the tournament for him.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
The pace was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Stiff, because it's a Shibata match.
Mm-hmm.
And Shibata came out on top.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hit the PK.
Yes.
Following the sleeper. And delivered a great promo and called out Okada.
Declared his intention to go after the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that should be good. That said,
that should be fucking
Genesis next month.
That should be so good.
Yeah.
That should be really, really slam bang good.
And I don't think they've had a match before. I looked into it a couple weeks ago thinking, okay, of course, Okada and Shibata had to have had a one-on-one match. They've been involved in tag matches before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But near as I can tell, I went, you know, went through YouTube, try to find something. Nothing. Went through, was it Pro Fight database?
Yeah.
No singles
match.
And
you said, and I wish New Japan would do this, but you were like, man, I kind of want to learn Japanese just to hear what these guys are saying. Because, like, you know, he has sort of the crowd. Like, he had the crowd kind of in the palm of his hand. Like, he was saying things, and they were, like, chuckling at what he was saying. And, yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Like, I want to know what the hell he's saying. I wish that they would at least, you know, feed, like, Kevin Kelly what he's like a translation so he can relay that to us or something.
Yeah.
Or subtitle the damn thing. You know, I don't imagine it'd be that difficult to do. So that'd be nice. But, you know, maybe another day.
Yeah.
Maybe when their U.S. invasion is complete.
Yes.
We'll get that.
But that'll be a great main event.
Yeah.
They say
fantastic.
It was April 9th.
New Japan Pro Wrestling Genesis.
2017. I think they said April 9th. So the weekend after WrestleMania.
2017 will be on.
April 9th.
Oh, is that what it said?
Yeah, April 9th.
April 9th. So, yeah, look at that.
That'll be a good match. Looking forward to it. That'll be our next New Japan recap then.
Yeah, I think that's, let's see, the only two announced matches is that one and Hiromu Takahashi and Kushida for that junior heavyweight championship.
That'll be a good match, too.
A rematch.
Yeah, that'll be really good.
That'll be good. So, yeah, fun stuff. Anyways, that's it for now. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.